guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, I want to talk all about the neck and the tech neck problems of this generation. I have beautiful Miss Maddie Perry with me. Say hey, Maddie.
Hi.
Maddie is a blogger and a content creator, not an influencer, but a content creator, right?
Yeah, I do a lot of stuff on Instagram and YouTube. And my content focuses on fashion, travel, lifestyle, beauty, all the good stuff.
All the good stuff. But I love that she's also a really natural, down-to-earth, and like a clean living girl.
Mm-hmm.
And religious, which is so refreshing.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and recently engaged.
Yes, exciting. Yay. 2020 is going to be a big year, definitely, for content. And with all the wedding planning and with all of that, it'll be fun.
It's kind of fun because as life has different chapters, you get new content.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
This is going to give you a lot of content.
Mm-hmm.
We should do a post on bridal beauty and how to get ready. Like, I've written a blog post for those of you listening. If you're getting married, go read the blog post. It gives you a timeline of bridal beauty and what to do, when to do it, and how soon before the wedding.
Wow. That's pure gold. I'm going to read that after this for sure.
Yeah.
I need to know.
We should post about it, and we should map out a bridal beauty calendar for you so you can come in and do a peel like about a month before, do your Botox and peel. We'll do the fillers that can make you swell, like under eyes and Kybella and those kind of things. We need to do about 2 or 3 months before. Then we do the fun stuff like cheek contouring and lips a month or 6 weeks prior,
mm-hmm.
and about 3 weeks before your Botox, so it's nice and fresh.
Wow. Yeah, that's good to know.
Yeah, we should turn this into a podcast about bridal beauty.
That's more fun anyways.
Fun than tech neck. We were going to talk about tech neck because both Maddie and I get that from looking down at our phones all day,
mm-hmm.
being screenagers.
Yeah.
But I think the neck filler has done wonders for your neck.
Yeah, it really has. The transformation was incredible, I think. I notice it all the time. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Some people, even you're like 20-something,
mm-hmm.
and you might have even been born with or had those from even adolescence.
Yeah.
Because I know people that have had them, they're like, I've had them since I was 12.
Mm-hmm.
See, those horizontal bands across the neck can be genetic and can be very annoying, and you can develop them starting in your early 20s to 30s from repetitive bending.
Yeah.
So definitely encourage you guys at home. Lately, when I'm on my phone a lot and I know I'm going to go do a deep dive for an hour in Instagram,
mm-hmm.
I'll put on one of those airport neck collar pillows because
mm-hmm.
it just reminds me to keep that spacing so I'm not constantly like letting my lazy head hang.
Yeah, and I think sometimes I get it from sleeping because I curl up in a ball on my side when I sleep, so my neck is kind of scrunched for like 8 hours of the day every day along with the time that I'm on my phone, so that's kind of a bummer, but
yeah, definitely use my neck cream twice a day,
mm-hmm.
that has ceramides, which are really good emollient peptides, oils that will help the skin surface. The neck doesn't make enough oils.
Yeah,
it's some of the driest skin of the body, not
mm-hmm.
enough oil glands there. So I think the combination of bending plus dryness plus needing to turn like a corkscrew from side to side is so important. To use a good neck cream.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So today, in terms of your neck, what do you want to do? Just a little bit of neck filler?
Yeah, maybe just a touch-up, because I think it still looks pretty good. Just keep it consistent. You know, we don't want the lines to come back, so.
Just do your maintenance. And if you're lucky and you start fillers early, you can do small amounts of filler to maintain. If you are someone that's going to wait till you have a deep, you know, problem, like a deep under eye hollow or a deep groove in your neck, you're definitely going to need larger amounts and more frequent visits. So I'm always about prevention. I think a little small dose of prevention goes a long way.
Definitely. Me too.
Yeah. Well, for the wedding, are you wearing a plunging neckline?
I haven't picked out the dress yet, but I think so. That's
kind of
the idea that I have in mind. A little bit of a V neck, so.
Pretty. To give you guys a visual, she's got flowing, gorgeous blonde hair and lovely long lashes, and you're going to look stunning in a wedding dress.
Thank you. You're so sweet.
Yeah. So everybody listening, go and read our blog post on bridal beauty, and I would say the top most important things to do before a wedding are work on your angles, because you're going to get photographed from 10 different angles,
mm-hmm.
especially if you've never loved your profile. Think about doing injection rhino to give that nice little pretty contour, get rid of any humps or downward turn.
Mm-hmm.
That is life-changing.
Mm-hmm.
I think a really nice nice cut cheek, looks good in all the side profiles, and a jawline. Mm-hmm. I would say jawline is like one of my number one recommendations for brides because it makes you look taut and you get those side angle photos really pretty.
Definitely, yeah.
So that's good in terms of fillers. And then skincare wise, you want to start using some really great skincare 6 months prior. Start using vitamin C in the mornings, mm-hmm. Retin A at nighttime, and then come in for a peel every 6 weeks, a lighter peel. That's just going to really get your skin in the best shape of its life by the time it's wedding time. Because mm-hmm. you're going to get so many close-ups and you kind of want to look your best, like smaller pores, yeah. less brown spots, that kind of thing.
Definitely.
And then lips, maybe lips, because mm-hmm. there's going to be some kissing.
I hope so.
Lips would be great too. So there you have it. Those are tips on bridal beauty and Technic and how to look like a rock star like Miss Maddie here. Go check her out on her Instagram. Where can people find you to learn about fashion, style, and living a wholesome, great life?
My Instagram is at MaddiePerry123, and then YouTube is just youtube.com/MaddiePerry.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. We'll see you there, and I can't wait to follow along with all the bridal beauty. And lots of girls bring their moms in for a session, too,
oh,
because moms want to look so good also.
Yeah, my mom will definitely want to do that.
I'd love to meet her. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.